we say, oh Allah, let us be with Prophet in dunya and
akhirah.
Because in akhirah, everyone is going to see the light. Even non-Muslims. Because Adam وَمَنْ دُونَهُ تَحْتَ لِوَئِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Adam and who is under Adam is under my flag at the judgment day. So we ask, Ya Rabbi, let us see Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in dunya and then in akhirah. And there are, when you ask that, Allah for sure, Allah said in the Qareeb al-Qujibu da'wah al-da'i that da'an, I am very near to answer the prayer of my servant. So we ask, Ya Rabbi Allah, let us meet your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is it too much to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is Al-Kareem, the generous one. If we ask, He will answer. Ya Rabbi Allah, let us see Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are awliya that they can see Prophet in every moment. There are awliya that they can see Prophet in every hour. There are awliya that can see Prophet in every 24 hours. There are others that they can see Prophet every week one time. It differs. And there are people who doesn't see. We are the people who doesn't see. We are asking, Ya Rabbi, let us see that reality, looking at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will rejuvenate yourself. It will rejuvenate your spirit. It will rejuvenate your soul. Don't think that he is not looking at us now. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. With the believer, he is Ra'uf and he is Rahim, Allah called him. He is merciful with the believer. If you ask, he looks at you. He is looking at us. So in our hearts, we must look at him. Or close our eyes and look at that, the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is covering this whole room with his appearances that manifest itself on the spirituality, our souls and our spirituality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in dunya and akhirah with them.
Amen.
Keep us with awliya Allah and keep us with the lovers of Allah.
Amen.
And lovers of Sayyidina Muhammad.
كلمة
الحبيب كلمة الفاتح. I know many students when they close their eyes and connect their heart with the heart of Prophet, they see Prophet. Or they see the light of Sayyidina Muhammad. Or they smell the perfume. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us from that.
Amen.
That we ask, and we will be answered.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah, all of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that connection with our Sheikh Muhammad Nazim Adil al-Haqqani, who is one of the awliyas, big awliyas that this time is we are living in. And my experiences with him, 51 years, a lot of experiences with him and with Grand Sheikh Sheikh Abdullah Fahd al-Bastani, that it is beyond description. It's you cannot explain it by mind. It's only related to the heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this meeting and bless this evening. And may Allah make us thankful to him every moment when we say Alhamdulillah Ya Rabbi. Alhamdulillah for all the ni'mah provisions that you are providing us with. You are providing us with health, with food, with wealth. You are not sleeping hungry. Many, many people, thousands and millions of people are sleeping hungry. If you see them, you will say, you will not stop reciting Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Every moment in your life when you recited Alhamdulillah, if you see what other people around the world are suffering. May Allah make Islam to be in the heart of every human being and guide them to the reality and guide us to the reality of your Prophet. Anyone who wants to renew his bay'ah, I'm going to renew it now, so they can hold, put their hand on their shoulder.
Sheikh, everybody is equalized, and I highly appreciate it.